Senator Ted Stevens made his final remarks on the Senate floor today, closing out his 40-year career representing Alaska in the nation's capital. His colleagues, some of whom just days ago were saying he should resign, gave him a touching tribute and applauded his work for Alaska and the nation. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Senator Ted Stevens' farewell address brought his staff and some fellow senators to tears. His wife, daughter, and friends watched from the gallery. It was an emotional moment for Stevens, too.
I have really a difficult time today articulating my feelings, and I hope if I puddle up a little bit, as my old friend used to say, I'll be excused. But when I came to the Senate, Alaska had been a state for less than a decade. We were then more of an impoverished territory than a full-fledged state.
Stevens reflected on the changes Alaska has undergone and said no matter what, he always fought hard for his state.
My motto has been here, to hell with politics. Just do what's right for Alaska. And I've tried every day to live up to those words.
Stevens has had a rough few months. He was convicted in federal court and narrowly lost this month's election, ending his Senate career in a way that seemed unimaginable just a few years ago. Stevens mentioned his legal woes only once, saying he looks forward to removing the cloud that currently surrounds him. His comments showed gratefulness and pride at his four decades in office.
I really must pinch myself to fully understand that I'm privileged to speak on the floor of the United States Senate. Coming from a boyhood that I had, I could never even have dreamed to be here today. And home is where the heart is, Mr. President. If that is so, I have two homes. One is right here in this chamber, and the other is my beloved state of Alaska. I must leave one to return to the other.
Stevens closed his comments by wishing the Alaska delegation well, including his successor, and then he said goodbye.
That's it, Mr. President. 40 years distilled into a few minutes. I close by saying and asking that God bless Alaska and our governor, God bless the United States of America and our president, and God bless the Senate and every member of this body. I yield the floor for the last time.
Majority Leader is recognized.
After a lengthy standing ovation, Stevens' colleagues, a mix of Republicans and Democrats, took to the floor to pay him tribute. Just a few weeks ago, a couple of them were threatening to kick Stevens out of the Senate because of his felony conviction, like Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky. But on Thursday, McConnell praised his party's longest-serving member.
I think it is safe to say without any fear of contradiction that no senator in the history of the United States has ever done more for his state than Senator Ted Stevens. Alaska would not be what it is today.
That's right.
But for him.
That's right.
Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas joked about Stevens' gruff exterior and recalled when they first met.
And I sat there wondering, what on earth makes this man tick? Here was the most obstreperous, if not outrageous, person expressing his opinion, despite any other person that had an objection but insisted on making his point. And I went away from that meeting and said, that Ted Stevens fellow is one of the most unique people I've ever met. I'd just as soon not meet him again.
But Roberts said Stevens ended up being a big teddy bear, a great ally, and a fierce fighter for the United States. Many of the senators talked about him as a mentor. Stevens' fellow Alaskan, Lisa Murkowski, noted she was just 11 years old when Stevens took office.
When I think of the good things, the positive things that have come to Alaska in the past 50 years, I see the face, I see the hands of Ted Stevens in so many of them.
Few senators have served longer than Stevens. One of them is West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, who left his friend with an Irish blessing.
May all the roads that you have built, Ted, rise up to meet you. And may the wind, Ted, be always at your back. May the sun shine warmly upon your face, Ted. May the rains fall softly upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you, Ted, in the hollow of his hand. Bless your heart, Ted. I love you.
As Stevens left the Senate floor, he was met by a small crowd of reporters. He paused for a moment to say that his job is done and that his colleagues' words meant a lot.
It's a very heartwarming feeling, but it's an unfortunate one that has a bottomless pit. I'm leaving, and that's bad. That's hard. No.
Stevens said he didn't want to puddle up before God and everybody. With that, the so-called Lion of the Senate, the guy known for his incredible Hulk ties, the man Alaskans call Uncle Ted, turned away and left. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,